We are in the very ancient Church of the Immaculate Conception, today the Church of San Giuseppe. It is a church that is desired by the first Prince of Rocella, Don Fabrizio Carapa. In this church, from the beginning, the Reformed Franciscans have operated, the order founded by Saint Francis of Assisi. There are some valuable works, but the one that best represents the church itself is behind me, the coat of arms of Prince Fabrizio Carapa, a preciousness both from an artistic and cultural point of view. Located below is an epigraph that showcases all the distinguished titles bestowed upon the prince, highlighting his noble standing and esteemed position in society. Until the year 1627 marked the completion of the church, just 2 years prior to his untimely death. There is an altar to be inaugurated among the works of this church. This altar is a preciousness, as it was commissioned by Vincenzo Carapa, the last prince of Rocella. We bear in mind that we have a testimony of this family at the base of that column with the coat of arms of the wife, Princess Donna Livia Doria del Careto, serving as a reminder of their noble lineage and historical significance. We must also clarify that in the year 1783, as a result of a highly destructive earthquake, the church unfortunately had to be shut down for religious services because it was no longer usable. On that date, there was an ancient painting on the main altar, which was that of the Immaculate Conception. At the conclusion of the 18th century, to be exact, in the year 1798, the Confraternity of San Giuseppe was established in Rocella. It was granted the Regio Essenso and subsequently took up residence in this church. Naturally, it was necessary for them to request permission from the episcopal authorities, as the church had undergone some renovations, and there was a hopeful anticipation that the Franciscans, who had previously been present, would be able to return to their former location. In this commitment with the episcopal curia, they naturally agreed that when these Franciscans returned to Rocella, they would without delay and without hesitation immediately leave the church behind and go their separate ways. From that point forward, the church has adopted the new name of Church of San Giuseppe. We are inside the convent connected to the Church of the Immaculate Conception. This convent, as the documents state, is a classic illustration of Franciscan convents characterized by sobriety and poverty. There are four corridors, four walkways, where, except for this one that is attached to the church, in the other three, there are four cells for the Franciscans on each side. Located in the center of this courtyard is the Siena, which is a timeless construction that can be found in all of the cloisters of San Francesco, showcasing its classic architectural design. The Franciscans, during the period in which they have been operating in this structure, have primarily focused on the organization and facilitation of daily masses as their main and central activity within the community on a regular basis. They performed the officiation virtually for the entire population that requested it, but primarily for the individuals in the surrounding region, originating from neighboring towns. After the earthquake of 1783, which practically devastated the convent, leaving only four cells standing by decision of the Bishop of Gerats, who at that time was residing in Rocella, in 1791 practically obliged these cells, remnants of this convent, to be used as a cemetery, since it was no longer possible to bury inside the church. Following the closure of this convent, it came under the management of the Confraternity of San Giuseppe, which still holds responsibility for its maintenance and preservation to this day. It is worth mentioning that thanks to the Confraternity of San Giuseppe, which has inherited this religious structure, and over the course of the past two centuries since its establishment, it has always strived to keep this cult alive towards this saint. As a result, the feast of their holy patriarch is celebrated annually, demonstrating the enduring devotion of the Confraternity towards San Giuseppe.